Discussions with Ajahn Suchin at the Foundation in Bangkok, July to December 2019. Recorded by the Foundation, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Suchin, Roti, Akhil, Sundra, Azita, Harchi, Eve, Robert, Betty, Nopadon, Peter, Vincent, Pong, Pina, and other friends.
It's not birth, Wanka, death, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. These are vipaka, and there are more but unknown, like citta. After seeing, it's also vipaka, but it's not known. So it just talk about that which can be known, like seeing is vipaka. Sometimes the object which is seen is pleasant, and sometimes it's not. What condition seem to see that? Such unpleasant and pleasant. Only kamma, kusla kamma, or akusla kamma. So remembering or understanding that the vipaka has to be moment of birth, right? The result of one kamma. It's right time for that kamma to produce result as moment of birth. And after that, pawanga is also vipaka. And death, exactly the same citta from the same kamma which produced birth and pawanga. Citta besides that is not vipaka. Thinking, is it vipaka? No. Dreaming? So what is the nature of dreaming? Well, there are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Thinking is not like seeing. The previous experience is conditioned thinking. Even while one is dreaming, it's thinking about that which has been experienced. So why do we not say that now there is dreaming, but there is thinking? Dreaming is not seeing, it's not hearing, so it has to be thinking. But now there is thinking, but we don't say that I'm dreaming. Why? Why don't we say that thinking now is not dreaming?
Why does it appear that the thinking now, even if you're thinking about the past and future, thinking about this, thinking about that, why do we say that it's not dreaming, we're not dreaming? Why do we say that this is not a dream? And we, when we're dreaming, we say that's dreaming, and right now it doesn't feel like we're dreaming. Why? That's everything is because of condition, but right now we are asking exactly what are those conditions.
See, seeing is not dependent on the thinking.
Right. No, so what you're saying right now, because they're seeing also.
Yes.
In the dream there's no seeing. So right now they're seeing also. That's why when we're thinking, it's not like in a dream. In the dream, there's absolutely no seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no touching. Right now, there's seeing, there's hearing, there's in between, right? In between the thinking. So that's why we don't call this dream. But the thinking part that is thinking and the part that is dreaming is thinking, same, right? In the dream, there's no interruption by way of seeing, hearing, smelling.
Do we have the idea of self when we are dreaming, Ajahn?
Yes.
Also?
It's there, not eradicated yet.
Is there like an anusaya or
like
what?
Any moment there must be anusaya.
Right.
Dittasya. Anusaya.
The anusaya is there and it can arise even in a dream.
Anusaya does not arise.
No, I mean the self. The self view can arise, yeah, also in a dream.
In a dream, mm-hmm, or any time, because after the citta experiences, mm-hmm, like the five senses, there must be the kamasava, mm-hmm, pavasava, didasava, mm-hmm, and avichasava. Mm-hmm. Either one.
Right. So Kun Nopadon last Saturday brought out something that Robert and I were talking about. Robert said that children and animals don't have wrong view. Small children, small babies.
Wrong view has no object to arise, but it's there as anusaya.
As anusaya, but it does not arise? Would you say in animals?
It's like people. It's like us. It does mean that there is always wrong view at the time of seeing.
So I wasn't sure, and I said that the examples are just to show that as in animals and babies, mostly it is just attachment and conceit, mana, not no self with wrong view. But after I heard Kunnopadon, I was thinking, and you were just saying, since the anusai is there, we don't know when it will arise. So
it's why like when you have food, how can you know that it is with the idea of self or not? So animal have food too.
Right. So if that, I usually give the that with that example, I say it's a moment of attachment to sense object, the I as a loka.
Otherwise, there must be wrong understanding with each moment of attachment.
Or maybe not like always, but sometimes even then.
Who knows?
Oh, so it can, even then we don't know.
In the dream, the idea of self is like anusaya. But can it arise also? Can it arise?
What can arise? The anusaya cannot.
No, the idea of self, like
at moment of liking, thinking with lopa. No, didi.
In the dream?
Do you think with didi now? See, it has to be now that can be known. Whatever was thought must be known now, or can be known now. If you can understand this moment that it has didi accompany, if you can know, you can know the other moment as well. But even right now, it's not known. What would you think about it? It's your own thought.
And Achan, the level that we know, the level that we know is when there's when we express ourselves, that such as we're saying that or it comes in wrong practice, or it comes in when we're trying to catch reality, or we say we believe in a soul or anything, that's when for us we can know. But otherwise...
You mean everyone?
Not everyone, only after hearing the Dhamma. And if there's understanding, even intellectual has to arise. It has to, at that time, known means known by Panya. But when it arises, the moment soon after seeing, that's hard to know.
This is only expectation.
Right. So what I was wanting to explain to
you can talk about different jitas, but can you know the moment when
we
it
don't
arrives,
know? We so cannot know. What all we can know is when.
But
it,
we know
when
that we, when there we, can be jitta with wrong view.
Yes. Okay. That's sir. It. So I think even in a dream we don't know, but it can arise. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Can it possible to dream about worshipping a tree?
Yes.
Wrong view?
Yes.
Sir, wisdom is reality.
We can also dream about going to a meditation center.
And being very happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that we learn to understand citta and cittasika by from hearing, considering, but not from direct experience, because it's not that stage of right understanding yet. It can be known only at that very moment with Panya. Panya can understand that very moment as it is, with or without wrong understanding.
Yes, ma'am. There's one doubt. That realities are falling and arising of realities every moment. But is wisdom also falling and arising every moment?
What is there now? That is the answer.
It's a moment.
What is there now?
It's falling and arising of realities every time.
Right. I mean, if there is ignorance now, means there's no wisdom. Right? So, if wisdom arose before, it's not here now. means it must have fallen away.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, whatever reality, all have the characteristic of impermanence. Not one have impermanence, another don't have impermanence. Everything is impermanent, rises and falls away like that. Everything. So a Buddha's wisdom also rises and falls away completely. Only he's accumulated so much wisdom that it arises often, very often. And when I think the question like you have asked, is it rising and fall away? Some people think, you know, that fall away means no more wisdom. Some people think like that. If wisdom falls away, then it's gone. Then there's nothing left, no wisdom left. It's not like that. Rise and fall away means when it appears, it has to fall away. And even the attachment that arises and falls away completely. But the attachment is accumulated. It can arise again. In each chitta, the attachment is accumulated, the ignorance is accumulated. And if there's wisdom, the wisdom is also accumulated, which can arise at any time by the condition I told you, natural decisive support condition.
What is this? When you are asked what is this, is that what you answer?
Okay, I got it.
Because you see that even Buddha.
But ma'am, how you investigate consciousness, ma'am? How you investigate consciousness?
Is there seeing?
That are the prime factors which you investigate.
Is there now seeing?
Yes.
It has to be now to be known.
Okay.
Hearing. It's not sound. So citta, the experiencing, that which arises to experience, its nature is that. No one can change it all. Whenever it arises, it has to experience an object. In a dream, or at moment of seeing, there is that which is seen, the visible object only can be seen. But the idea which follows that is, we don't answer, it's visible object which is seen, even Buddha. But no latent tendency of titti at all, for those who have eradicated titti already. But for those who haven't directly eradicated the titti, when will you know that it's there or not? Because there are many levels of titti. Like tittasava, anusaya does not arise, but it's there to be conditions for the arising of whatever appears now. So after seeing three moments only, it's there. Ankusa, tittasava, it's there as long as it's eradicated yet. So how can you know that level of ditti? It's there in your mind, in the moment, after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, as long as there is still avichasava. Even avichā is that level too, the asava. Nobody knows, because only three moments after citta, which experience object through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, it's there. Unknowingly, it's passed completely. That's why there can be thinking about color, thinking about sound, thinking about whatever is experienced, arising and falling away, with or without ditti, only panya knows. We just learn to know that what cittas are there, at what moment, that's all we can know. At moment of experiencing with right understanding, at that moment the asva is not known. But by having such understanding better and better, stronger and stronger, it eliminates asva by itself. You don't know that it's now performing the function of having less asva, but it's there. So many realities in split seconds. But we learn to understand each one is different.
Some jumps. Help me here to help to understand this nature of us a little bit better. You were mentioning that the moments, the three moments after seeing, Sampatichana, Santirana, and
Vottapanna.
You were mentioning before, Ajahn, about those three moments, Sampatichana, Santirana, and Vottapanna. So, but at the moment of, say, akusala kamma, in the jhavana process that follows, there must also be asava there too, correct?
Not at the same time.
Not at the same
time. Because the akusala, which arises with each citta, is different level. For example, at moment of asa, it's like now.
Mm-hmm.
No kamma, because no killing, no stealing, for example. But it's there as asava.
Okay, I believe I can understand, but I'm still not quite sure.
Otherwise, Buddha didn't tell different degree of akusala, like nivarana and kilesa and sanyojana and asava and anusya.
So, okay, I'm still not clear, not as clear as I'd like it to be.
So the question is whether there is asava now.
Well, there's bound to be in some way.
Is it known?
No.
See, but it's there, unknown.
So even in with akusala kamma, so can we say when there is an ajawana process as akusala kamma being performed, is there asava?
Three moments after seeing, okay, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, it's there.
So Ajahn, does asava mean that these particular dhammas which are asava are ready to arise more often than those that are not asava?
By conditions. So now, is there asava?
There must be, because avicca is arising, everything is arising.
But you realize that there is akusala when it is strong enough to know that you like that or you dislike that so much.
Sir, I want to know that a wrong view comes first or wrong perceptions come first?
First we have to understand what is perception, what is view.
And what is first now? Seeing or thinking?
Perception.
Not necessary to know.
Perception.
Because it's gone completely and the next is gone. So what comes first? What about hearing?
Pardon?
What about hearing? Which at moment of hearing there is no seeing, and the later process seeing. So hearing arises before.
You can say altogether five.
Perception is a mental reality which arises with all chittas. Even seeing there's perception. So we have to understand what do you understand by perception. What do you mean by perception? Are you referring to sanya, chetasika?
No, sir.
No.
Or no.
So something else.
Something else.
Yeah.
I think you must...
Probably you're referring to knowing an object,
perception.
Right?
Yes, sir.
What I gather from what you just said is that you are asking a question something like, is there... first there's the experience of a person, and then there's wrong view about that person. Is that what you mean?
Like, first is perception about, like, sir, this pen is there. I've got wrong perception about this pen. Now I've got the wrong view also. Or, sir, vice versa.
It doesn't work like that.
Yes,
it doesn't work like that. Perception is actually memory, or perception is a mental factor that arises with all chittas. All. Now, when it arises with wrong view, then it's wrong perception, right? So wrong view can arise any even moment after seeing, not just first thinking about pen and then having wrong view. It's not like that. It actually arises immediately after sense this thing. So the wrongness starts from there. Not, you don't have to think about something first and then there's wrong view. It can arise anytime. It can arise even in thinking, even in a dream, as we were talking, right? So it can arise. And Ajahn said it's asava. So it's ready to arise anytime. That it builds up into a view like belief in God is just because there's no understanding and the wrong view is very strong. And it becomes an idea about God and soul and all that. It's not like first you have to think this and then, because you have wrong view about human beings, then you start believing about God. So wrong view starts from the very beginning.
Yeah, the Buddha had, it's a very famous statement that many people in Sri Lanka know about, you know, Chaitanaham Bhikkhave Kammam Vadami. I say that kamma is intention. So people say it has to be, and what there are there's two different types that can, I don't know, sometimes these things might not be so helpful, but in the jhāvana process, but chaitanya is arising all the time. But when we talk about doing good or evil or bad, that's only at another moment that arises later on. It's perhaps like Ajahn was saying before, some of these things are not so important. In a way, they're not so important. They're valuable to know about and they can be helpful. But Ajahn before, she reminded you of learn to understand the reality which appears. That's the most important thing.
In order to really understand the reality which is itself, we should study just one word at a time clearly. For example, the word Chetana, what is that? Is it real? Is it Rupa or Nama? Little by little.
It's a Nama.
It is real?
Chetana is real.
Is it self?
Pardon me?
Is it self, me or I, the Chetana?
Chetana is self now. Chetana is not self. No, it's not self.
That's why we have to understand perfectly clearly that all dharmas, whatever is real, is not self, never. Hardness cannot belong to anyone. It cannot be self.
It's
hard. So is Chetana real?
Chetana is real, but it's not self.
Right. See,
it's real.
So sin is arises, it has to be either kusala or akusala or vipaka or kriya, right?
Kriya we don't have.
When it arises as kusala, it cannot be akusala or vipaka or kriya, right? Nobody can change. So can Chetana not be the intention to kill? See? At moment of stretching my hand, without Chetana, can the Rupa reach out? See, there must be Chetana each moment, but they are different. Some moment it is... Some moment Chetana is vipaka, conditioned by karma, the same of citta which experience it. Is Chetana arising with seeing?
Yes.
Hearing?
Yes.
Smelling?
Same.
Thinking? Kusala? Whenever citta arises, Chetana is the factor for its arising. But it depends on whether it is kusala Chetana or akusala Chetana or just the vipaka. Because karma conditioned it to arise, not to be wholesome or unwholesome, but to be vipaka, arising with vipaka cetasika. The function of Chetana, which arises with vipaka, is different from when it arises with akusala cetasikas and kusala cetasikas. So its function is just coordinate all the reality which arises with it to perform the function. See, that is the Chetana as vipaka. But when it's kusala, it is the cause, not the result. So it must be kusala or akusala and kriya varahata. So Chetana is different at moment when it arises to be vipaka. It's different from to be kusala or akusala, stretching my hair, my hand, kusala or akusala. See, it can be kusala or akusala, depending on its function at that moment. And can it be kriya for ordinary purpose? Only for arahat, it is kriya. See, only that. So at moment of lifting it up, it's jetana, intention to do such manner. No self, no one at all.
So, Chan, you were referring to kusala and akusala as function.
Each reality has its own characteristic, its own function.
And but each reality, kusala and akusala, is a function?
Kusala, what jetasika? Lopa has the function
intention
of being attached.
Okay. That's lopa. But the lopa is being attached, but the lopa is also akusala. So the akusala, when you say akusala function, what do you mean?
It performs such kusala manners, deeds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it means that if it is attached, it is not only attached, it is also akusala. It's functioning, because I heard you said...
How many jetasikas arising at moment of being akusala? All of them must be kusala, but different characteristic and different function.
Each one have different functions.
Yes.
But do we also say the kusala and akusala are functions?
To be born as kusala by chati, there are four chatis.
Okay.
That's why we have to understand different aspects.
Okay. So we don't separate being kusala and akusala from the function of each.
It has its own function, the method it is vipaka, akusala or akusala.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we say, for example, vipaka also is a function.
Chitta. Chetasikas has different functions. No matter it is vipaka, the lopa cannot perform the function of dosa, no matter if it is vipaka or what. So, jetana performs the function of intention when it's kusala or akusala. But it performs a function of jetasikas and citta to perform its function, different functions. Can see perform the function of hearing? Can jetana perform the function of lopa? See, it has its own characteristic and its own function. Jetana cannot be lopa. It cannot attach. So no one at all, only different jitas and jetasikas. At moment of just moving my hand to this, is it kamma?
Kamma is at every moment.
Kamma. Is it kamma just to move your hand to pick up?
Why not? See, you cannot change its reality and its function. But it's not kusala or akusala kamma. It is vipaka when it arises with seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But when there is intention to get this, the intention is kusala or akusala. The intention to reach out and pick up this. Kusala or akusala chetana.
So, Achan, it's always kamma, but whether it's kamma patha or not is another question.
Right, right. Many degrees.
It's kamma. Each time there's attachment, and I go and pick this up, it's lopa, which is kamma, akusala kamma. The chetana is there, it is kamma. But it's not kamma patha that will produce result, such as in stealing. I did not steal. I just picked up and what was given with attachment, but I did not steal it. When it's stealing, then it's kamma patha. So it's all kamma, all kusla and all akusla are kamma, but only some are kamapatha. Kamapatha is when it's can produce, it's a whole, the cause of action.
And it's much stronger, it will be much stronger when it's a kusla kamapatha. It means completed course of action. It will be much stronger, like when you, for example, when there is killing, that's very strong, akusala, that's called akusala kamapata. When there is intention to kill, that's very dangerous and will bring, can bring unpleasant results.
Is that jetanana? What kind?
What kind of jetanana? Kaun si jetanana wali batao? Is what?
And can it be kamapata, kusala, kusala kamapata at this moment when there is giving and sharing, as opposed to just ordinary kamma? It can also be kamapata at the level of giving and sharing, which will bring results later on.
Last word was a patha.
Kamapata. Patha. Yes. In this sense, it also means completed course of action. So when there is giving and sharing something useful with other people, that's called kusala kamapata, which will bring results later on. Different from just ordinary, when we reach out our hands and want to get a drink for ourselves, that's lobha. That's not, it will not bring a kusala kamapata. It will not bring vipaka later on because it's just not strong enough.
So even this, Ajahn, is not a kusala kamapata.
Is that clean?
No. I mean, if I give it, whether with attachment or just giving somebody this much,
but
from here to there,
when this is very good, is that clean?
It can be clinging.
See, so
I'm saying this action of passing on food to different people is not a kusala kamapata.
But can lobha be in between?
Yes.
So quickly.
But is it kamapata?
Of course. Of course. Kusala kamapata, certainly.
Is it patha?
Yes.
It's done.
It's done.
So completely. It's so it can produce results.
So seeing, hearing, it can produce seeing, hearing.
Seeing cannot produce anything.
It can produce seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting in the future.
Dana, we're talking about
vipaka
dana here.
Is the result only. It cannot be the cause.
You can even tell people, patuma modana, you can tell other people about it too, and they can rejoice in that. That's a kusala kamapata. There are the conditions for kusala vipaka later on down the track.
The distinction I'm making here, Ajahn, is that Asha made the dish. I didn't make, I just served.
Why she is making it?
Huh?
Some kusala citta and some akusala citta.
And she made the dish. I'm just passing on.
With some akusala and some akusala.
But I know there must be kusala also, but the kusala looks like too weak to condition.
That's why it's I all the time. Because it's not known as it is yet, one by one.
But it can be kusala kamapata. It can be.
But in such a situation, it's very unlikely.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
When it's completed, for example, if you just think to pass it to the other, just thinking. It's kusala citta, not kamma yet. But at the moment when you pass on, it's kamma. The action is done.
But again, in between, there's so much of kusala. Oh, yeah.
But of course, but that even negates the fact that, like, when
but
when
we talk about just one reality at a time, jetana only, see?
In fact, just now, my intention was to make a point about dhamma.
Follow me. And next.
That was a different intention.
The kusala and akusala intention can be known. But that which arises with paka cannot be known.
Excuse me, Ajahn?
The kusala chetana and the akusala chetana can be known, but the chetana which arises with seeing, hearing, vipakas cannot be known. But it's there.
But
is pasa be known? Other chetasika?
Pasa? Cannot be known. And Ajahn, is it possible to know when is kamapata and when is just simple?
Most people think that I do good deeds, not knowing that they are different chetasikas arising together.
That's right, Ajahn. It's still so much I that we ask questions with I, and we're not going to get the answers. We just get some answer which I again wants to hear. So in the end, it's just keep on listening to Dhamma, about Dhamma. Remember that there's no self.
Without making questions.
Not without making, there's no self for that too. But just remember that it's so much ignorance. We're asking about the story of ignorance, and ignorance is now, and we don't even know what it is.
I pass this to Akhil. Is this kusala?
No, ma'am, please.
Yes, I have kusala. And kusala dates.
Generosity.
Not me.
Ma'am, utpatti and nipatti. I don't know anything about
it. Yeah, because without upatti, can there be the situation or I or anything? So it begins of the cause is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And it's upatti by kamma from the past, previous kamma. We don't know when and what.
So, Ajahn, you're saying that without seeing,
can there be the idea of I will make this for the others?
Yes. Or this, will there be the thinking to pick up that particular drink?
So all depends on the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking about these, seeing the object. Usually we think about the object which is seen and experienced, not thinking about that which experienced at all, because the clinging to that is I, even it's not I. The five khandhas, vijnana khandha, rupa khandha, now no one pay interest or no one know about it. So not only the object can be known as not self, but here the citta and the chetasikas should be known as not self, not only this or that. Seeing is not self, it sees this. Hearing is not self. Each citta now arises and falls away, no one at all. And panya develops little by little, unknown at all. That now is working, it's the reality of panya. Panya develops understanding from time to time, little by little. That's why it develops into high panya, great panya, depending on conditions. Can the arising and falling away of the nimitta of seeing be experienced? Now, everyone understands that it arises and falls away. But this level of understanding cannot experience that. It has to be higher, which means more letting go. Because seeing is followed by hearing, for example, or thinking. But no attention to seeing that it's gone. And the next one is that which does not see but think, or other citta, which is not the last one, which has fallen away. But no idea about that which has gone, as nothing more, nothing at all. It's gone forever, nothing to return. The sound, the whisper object. So how can there be the understanding of the arising and falling away? Because attachment is to the other object which follows immediately. until there's the understanding that actually it's not me, it's a reality, it's condition, no matter what. Letting go the past one, which has completely gone, and pay attention to next one, and see the they cannot arise together, on and on, until just one is the object, arise and falls away. That is not just hearing, considering, listening, see? It's more than that, because there is attention or right awareness. When we use the word right awareness, it has to accompany it by panya. Without panya, it cannot be sammasati or sati of the Eightfold Path. It's only sati which starts to appear because it arises with some level of understanding now. Whenever there is any kind of kusala, there must be sati, which not forgetful about that, like giving, for example. Is there any idea to give this to you again? See?
Mm-hmm. Ajahn, may chop nam cha.
Chop, aroy maa ka. Gram cha, masara. Yeah, with herbs. Yen lao ka aroy. Each moment pass with avicca, no understanding of the truth of that which arises because of its arising and gone no more in any life in samsara, never to return. This moment is not past moment at all. And is this true? That is panya, which can understand the truth. Do you like kun roti?
Yes.
The visible object or the sound of the word of the name? Or what? Different object at a time, so fast. Because you have seen Kun Roti, you can dream of him. See? And what citta is there at the moment of dreaming about Kun Roti? It can be like or dislike to the name. See? Because when you hear the word roti, when you hear the word Kun Sundara, see, different reality, like or dislike, always there by conditions. You cannot force it to be different, to make different, because it cannot be different from the way it is. Like is like, dislike is dislike. Only the name, you think of the characteristic, the eyes, the appearance, see. But you just hear the word, or think about that word, and everything is there, as somebody. For example, masara. See, you don't think about other kind of tea or coffee, but it's that. Many story about it, how to make it.
Akhil, sure. You were earlier thinking maybe dreams are vipaka, result of past. But in a way we can also say result in the sense that we dream, we think what we think now as a result of accumulated tendencies. What we accumulated in the past, the tendency to, that's why we're thinking the way we think now. But it's still not vipaka, it's still kusla or akusla.
Then, sir, there's one more query in my... When we have got the understanding of that particular moment, then still there are defilements. Why?
Oh, you mean to say when wisdom arises...
Yes.
Why it does not eradicate all the defilements?
Yes, sir.
You think... What do you think about it again?
Sir, still we know. Wisdom, exactly. You are at the very higher level. I want to say that at this very moment, I know this is a very moment. I know very well this is a very moment. It's arising and falling of realities. I am experiencing from the five senses. Still, I know this is a very moment and I am practicing it. There, still the defilements are there. Why?
So your question is quite a common amongst people, a lot of people, put in a different way. Some people will say, like our friend Betty, her family would say, you're listening to Dhamma, why you get so angry? Why you still get so angry? You go to Dhamma every Saturday and you're still so angry.
Every day.
Yeah. So it's similar to that question, right?
But he also used the word that he's practicing, right?
Right, right.
He's practicing.
See, you know, even now, you know. Practicing. Suppose even now you know exactly that visible object is just visible object.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Even though you know. Which is quite unlikely, because what you know is intellectual. You don't really know the characteristic of visible object. But even if you know the characteristic of visible object as visible object, Achan was earlier talking about sappa parinya. Even at the intellectual level, has it been sappa parinya that you know around, all over, that any time someone asks you, what is this, you know that it's just rupa. Or you sometimes say, oh, it's a paper. So your knowledge goes many levels. Only at the Sotapatti Magga are certain defilements completely eradicated. But even then, a Sotapatti Magga, no more wrong view, still has ignorance and attachment. So you see how it's not, it's very hard, because why? As Achan sometimes compared, if our kilesas could be made into rupa, it will fill the whole universe. That much. So it's not easy to just go.
It's not easy, sir. By practice and practice, experiencing
by
and experiencing.
Developing, I don't want to use the word practice, by the development of understanding. And for us, if we talk about our own experience, our attitude towards the Dhamma, there's no idea of, oh, I'll practice. Just keep listening. Because even, you see, Ananda asked the Buddha, who asked, what are the four factors of leading to Sotapatti Magga? He said, meeting the right good friend, hearing the Dhamma, right consideration, and practice in accordance to the Dhamma. And then he asked, what is the factor leading to arahatship? Same thing, same four. So there's no time when you have to hear, associate with the right person. So even no matter how much panya, your duty is just to listen. You don't say, some people think, oh, I've heard Dhamma, now I go practice. That's not understanding. That's wrong understanding. That's the self who's talking.
For the fourth point was practicing according to the Dhamma,
practicing,
right?
Practicing according to Dhamma here means that it's direct understanding of the Dhamma, according to that Dhamma.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about hearing when there's no hearing. But they're seeing. So practice according to Dhamma at that moment of seeing would be understanding seeing or visible object.
Whatever
appears at that moment.
That fourth factor is Dhammanu Dhamma Patipada, which means following in accordance with what those previous factors are. So we have the first factor, Sapurisa Samsewo. So we've associated with the wise person, the Sapurisa. Then we consider, then the next factor is saddhamma sawanam. So you're hearing Savanam. You're hearing, you well know that word, Savanam. You're hearing
Shravanam.
Yes, Savanam. So you're hearing the good Dhamma from the wise person, from the Sapurisa, the wise person. Then there is Yoniso Manasikara. There is the wise attention to what that wise person has been Savana, has been saying. And then the last factor is Dhammanu Dhamma Patipada. So it's following in accordance, anu, correctly in accordance with those previous three factors. Yeah, we can use the word practice, but it's, as Khun Su Khin said, it can be misleading, but it's following anu, dham, anu dhamma, correctly, following correctly in accordance with what has been said. Now, there are sometimes people who even may listen to a jhana or even the Buddha, but they don't follow correctly. They don't follow correctly. And sometimes the Buddha was asked that question, how come that some of your disciples don't attain? And he said that, sir, do you know the way to Sawati? He said, yes, I know the way to Sawati. He said, go down here, go over that bridge, go that way, go here, go there. And he said, if they don't follow those directions, will they get to Sawati? He said, no, of course they won't get there. So we have to listen very carefully to the details, what direction to turn, where to go over the hill, where to turn left. The Dhamma is like that. We have to attend very carefully to the details so there can be more understanding. If we don't have those, the good teacher to remind us and to help us find the right direction, we will get lost. And it's easy to get lost because the Dhamma is so subtle. The Dhamma is very subtle. So it's easy to get lost, easy to ask the wrong questions sometimes because they may not be so helpful. And the jhana is always reminding us about the reality which appears. That's the most important thing. The reality which appears. Is it hearing? Is it thinking? Is it bodily contact? Then slowly wisdom can attend. Wisdom, not you. Wisdom can attend to those realities. But it takes time and a great deal of patience. So much patience.
And for the fourth factor, must be no self, right? The fourth one.
From the very beginning.
From the
even hearing, there must be the understanding of what is heard is no self.
I mean, could they, can you choose get in the good friend? I mean, how can you know? If you have no understanding, then you're choosing with wrong understanding anyway. So nobody, it's just by conditions. And it just refers to hearing the Dhamma and understanding arises. And just Dhammas, no control, no self.
From the beginning.
And what do you mean by practice? What is it?
I'm experiencing.
Can it be now? Can it be now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is seeing and what is practicing.
Can you give an example? There's seeing now, there's hearing, and what would it be if practice arose? What is that? Can you explain what practice is now, for example?
Ma'am, as told by you about the five senses, as told by you the realities, as told by you the chittas and chetasikas.
Not me.
By Buddha, but I get to know about from you only.
Okay, no one, only realities rising and falling away.
And We know about it.
So what is we?
We is no self.
So you what is it? So that you can say that it's not self, but what is it then? It's not me, so what is it? Because it's now.
It's now that very moment.
Practice or what? Or listen and
ma'am,
understand?
Ma'am, it's listening and understanding.
But no one is practicing, no practicing.
Ma'am, thinking about that whole past moment is also practicing.
By yourself or by conditions?
By...
Learn to detach from taking reality for self.
Can there be practice with the idea of I practice?
Why not, sir?
If there's I and wrong understanding that there is an I,
no,
that cannot be practice.
That cannot be practice.
So, what is practice, and what do you understand by practice? Now, for example,
realization.
What realization?
How come?
Pardon, ma'am.
How come?
By thinking.
Realization by thinking? Thinking is thinking, not realization. Buddha didn't just think about the Four Noble Truths, everything now, but he exactly, precisely, directly experienced the truth. That's why he said everything is conditioned. Seeing right now, no one can make it arise or practice it to be there. Because it's conditioned to arise. By conditions, if there is no hearing the teachings at all, how can there be the understanding of that which arises and falls away by conditions, no one there? So each reality performs its function. Can avichara practice?
No, ma'am.
It cannot understand anything, each one has its own characteristic.
So why you say Avisha cannot practice?
Because I know, sir.
But what is practicing is Avisha, not right understanding.
No, because Avisha is Avisha. It's a reality.
Avidya.
That has certain function, characteristic. It does not know anything. Whereas when we say practice, it must refer to Panya, isn't it? Panya Chetasika, that knows, that understands. So we actually talk about, from beginning to end, being the development of Panya. Starting with, at the intellectual level, Pariyati, then Patipati, then Pativeda. Patipati is actually the meaning, what we usually refer to as practice. When it's direct understanding of a reality, that is practice. Otherwise, if we are just hearing and understanding intellectually, that's not yet called practice.
It's patipati.
That is pariyati, just hearing.
And patipati is into the?
It's understanding right now, seeing. Mm. That's why Achan asked, what is practice now? If you're referring to understanding visible object, understanding sound, understanding seeing, understanding thinking, that's practice. Direct characteristic.
Okay, sir.
Not just thinking about it.
Got it, ma'am. No question, Loic.
And sometimes Ajahn has talked about avichā, which is it covers over, it makes things dark, it blots out the light, it doesn't allow wisdom to grow or to develop, it just withers, it dies. So, Vijja, which is the opposite, is panya. It's another name for panya, vijja. It knows. It knows, can begin to study the reality which appears at this point in time. And that's what we sometimes call practice. But it's the words that can be very misleading and unhelpful. It's ultimately comes down to the understanding of the reality which appears. And we don't have to go to another place, like a meditation center or whatever, to develop the path. The path can be developed because the place out there, the meditation center or whatever, it's just an idea, it's thinking. Wherever we are, there are realities appearing. So it's incorrect to think you have to go to some other place. It doesn't make any sense. And in terms of Dhamma, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. It's like me trying to convince you that 2 and 2 equals 7.5. 2 and 2 doesn't equal 7.5. It's very, very, very basic Dhamma to know that realities are appearing all the time. And they can be understood at any time. We don't have to go to another place. Because when we think, I have to go, that is definitely wrong view. I have to go to another place, or I must start at another time. That will definitely be wrong view. And that will get in the road, that will cover up, that will make things dark. And the Buddha said that wrong view is the most dangerous Dhamma. It gets in the way, it obstructs.
There is higher understanding, more direct to realities right now, which is patipatti. And the Thai, you should understand that as to do patipatti. But actually, there is the understanding there is no self, right? But so very little, very vague. It's not the strong understanding enough to understand right now about the arising and falling away of reality. But the arising and falling away is real. It can be proven that it's not self. It's only conditioned to arise and fall away. So what can lead to that direct understanding? To understand, not by thinking or considering or hearing. See? But without understanding at the moment of just the word of the Buddha, like sabbe dhamma anatta, no exception, whatever is real is anatta, not belong to anyone, it has its own characteristic. No one can stop its arising, and no one can change its characteristic. So what is patipatti? How come to have direct understanding, not just theoretically understanding it like now? Citta, seeing, is conditioned. And there must be its proper condition for its arising, because the sound cannot condition seeing at all. So having more and more understanding, no change at all, it's permanent. I can do, I can practice. This hinders the truth of reality, that each reality is anatta. So the word anatta conforms with each word of the teachings. Going to meditation center, is it anatta? See? And did Buddha tell someone to go to see him? You go to the place and do like this, sitting like this, for hours, standing or walking unnaturally. What for? Not to understand at that very moment what is said, not I. No practice, but understanding. Understand that no one can make anything arise. From hearing this, there must be a little level of letting go the idea of self with attachment to it. Because after seeing 3 moments, there is attachment for sure from accumulation. It oozes immediately as something appears. There is no seeing, no attachment to seeing, because there is no seeing. But whenever what arises, attachment is there. It's not anusya, but it is asava, which is now. Keep on. Each moment of seeing, there must be the kamasava, avichasava, and ditisava, unknown, because very, very little. So the practicing is meant by the meaning, like the Thai take it for doing. But actually it's not I will practice or I will do. But what is the understanding which comes from hearing, listening, considering until understand all are anatta, no matter is seeing or thinking or like or dislike, whatever is conditioned to arise, it's no one, and no one can make it arise because actually there's no one. And this is a development of understanding. If you listen just once, can you let go the idea of self at this moment of seeing? Impossible. So if there's no letting go at all, the arising and falling away goes on like usual. It's not known because it's attached to whatever is there, arising, and then the new one follows instantly. You don't know that that one has gone, never to arise again. So you think that the next one is exactly the same, the one that you like or dislike. But from understanding this, it conditioned a little letting go. So even the intellectual understanding, letting go, the idea which always there when there is no hearing, listening, considering that what is true and what is not true. The letting go is not self. It's the panya from understanding what is heard, what is listened, what is carefully investigating. Because there is not always seeing, there is not always hearing, there is not always thinking. The thinking yesterday, the hearing yesterday, or just a moment ago, fall away, pass away, unknowingly all the time. So whatever we is attached to is gone. But wrong understanding thing that it says is permanent. Until Buddha taught us about realities uncontrollable, not to go to practice. What is the goal, the point of going there? To know what? Not understand this moment. But what Buddha taught is here and now, anytime, anywhere.
I mean, Acharya often talks about the development of understanding involving the levels of what's called Satyayana, Kichayana, Katayana. All this Satyayana is intellectual and firm intellectual understanding that it's now. So anything that we've heard, everything that we've heard about the Dhamma with understanding must lead to this direction, that it's now, the Dhamma is now. And yesterday she brought up Sapa Parinya also. Again, that's all about now. So it's not like, so we can see that the understanding takes us away from the idea that we have to do something special at another place, another time, right? So the confidence grows about that whatever situation we are, wherever we are, that time is the right time to understand, right?
And that's really, I couldn't help but thinking when Khun Su Khin was saying that, that's very, very appropriate for today, because today is Asala Puja, which is the commemoration of the Dhammacakkhus Pavattana Sutta, and those three rounds that Ajahn has often spoken about, the Satchanyana, Kichanyana, and Katanyana. They are the 12 rounds, 3 times 4 equals 12, which the is spoken about in the Dhammacakkhus Sutta. So that it's a reality. These refer the Dhammacakkhus Sutta, Dhammacakkhapavattana Sutta, refers to realities that are appearing, and the Buddha helped the Panchavakya, Kundanya, and Assaji, and Mahanama, and Bhadya, and Wappa, you know, to help them understand, what are you saying, Lord? What are you saying? And little by little, Kundanya, he understood. But he had the wisdom accumulated from the past to understand those Dhammas. And of course we know about Asaji, who became, he was the last of the Panchavakya to become enlightened, but he heard the Dhamma, and lately he was able to go on and talk to Sariputta. We've spoken about that a little bit earlier on. So the Buddha was referring in that talk to realities which are appearing. You don't indulge in extremes, you know, the kamasukalikanu nu yoga, you know, the sensuous objects, hanging on to them, or kilana matunu yoga, the things that torture you or that torment you, like sitting and sitting and sitting till it's really painful. It's kilana matunu yoga. You know, that's not the way. Those two extremes, it's the understanding of the realities which appear. That's the important thing. That's what the Buddha, it's very subtle, because even the Buddha, he considered, oh, this is Dhamma is subtle. It's very, very subtle. But there are people who have not so much dust in their eyes. They will understand. They will understand.
Chitta and Chetasika. Just now we said Samma, we refer to Sammasati. That's also a Chetasika, and you said it does not understand. So which Chitta, which Chetasika understand? Sammasati does not understand, something else understands, right? Sammasati is Kusla also.
Which one performs the function of understanding?
So, because we know there are 52 chetasikas, some of them are wholesome and some of them are unwholesome, but there is a chetasika which we've talked a lot about here that understands, that has the function of understanding the reality which appears. And you've talked about it, I've heard you say the word panya many times. That is the reality which can understand. That is the chetasika, or reality, you could say. Panya is a mental factor which understands the reality which appears, as Ajahn has talked about, as not self. It truly understands that the reality which appears is anicca, dukkha. Therefore it's dukkha, therefore it's anatta. You can go in whatever way you like, because all those anicca, dukkha, anatta, they're all interrelated. They all depend upon each other. You can't have one without the other. So if it's anatta, it's also impermanent. It's also.
I mean, that's why, you know, it's, when you sometimes answered, I understand, when you say, I'm understanding, I understand, there's no I, right? So there's some reality there.
A moment ago, you said we, right?
And yes.
And Ajahn asked you, what is we? And you said, not self.
Yes.
So Ajahn said, not self is what we is not, but what is we? What, right, Ajahn?
But ma'am, while conversation, we have to use some kind of a term.
That's not the issue here.
So you can't pick that, okay, why you told that it's I.
What can let go the idea of self?
Understanding.
Right. Can sati let go the idea of self?
Sati, no ma'am.
No. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ma'am, you... sorry. Don't take it otherwise. You all are having so much good terminology, na?
You really, I'm one person who never cares about terminology. But it comes up when you hear.
and it should come with understanding rather than just remembering. So no need to get upset about not knowing and remembering the terminology. It will come when there's
today,
understanding.
One thing new, like ma'am and he pointed, keep hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Keep understanding and understanding. And
hearing means with understanding.
Understanding.
Nobody here is going to walk around and say, how is the condition of the rupa referring to the physical body and the flow of the citta? I ask everybody, how are you today? It's just everyday language, so, you know.
And we all appreciate your enthusiasm, the questions you ask, because these are the vital foundations to understand Dhamma. You know, we appreciate you. You've come all the way from India to meet Ajahn. You've come to the right place, in my view. And that's a lot of kusala, chanda, potentially, in many respects. You've had the commitment, and then you keep on coming day after day, and you begin to realize that the Dhamma is not easy. And that's good understanding to have. Even to realize that's helpful.
Is patience real?
Is patience real?
It's real.
What is it? Not you, for sure, but what is it?
Is it rupa? Is it rupa?
Patience.
Is it rupa?
It's a mental phenomena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wholesome or unwholesome? Wholesome or unwholesome?
Patience is, ma'am, wholesome.
Really? All the time?
No, not all the time.
Can it be unwholesome?
Sometimes.
What we take for patience, like if we talk in terms of the Dhamma as a barami and a factor of the path, then we're talking about wholesome. But it's still one same chetasika, viriya.
Viriya energy, exactly.
Yeah. So if that viriya arises with akusla, then it's akusla patience. For example, a thief trying to open a safe, listening very patiently, that's akusla patience.
It depends upon concepts and situations.
Adosa is not patience. Adosa.
Not patient to be adosa. Because it's dosa. No patient to be adosa. But dosa arises with viriya as well. That's right. Why we has to listen to the teachings, because we cannot know exactly how many jitas arises with passion, or passion arises with how many jitas. Can passion arise with seeing right now? Does it need patience to consciousness?
No, no way.
That's why it is uppatti.
Uppatti.
That's why seeing is uppatti, you mean, Ajahn?
The 10 jitas.
Yeah.
Seeing is uppatti. And
the others are nipatti.
Viriya is nipatti.
And sometimes we know that sometimes people seem to be patient, but they might be just patient because they're scared of saying something. You know, so somebody might seem very patient, but so it's going to depend upon always the quality of the citta. Always depends on the quality or the nature of the citta, the behavior of the citta. So sometimes it's always going to depend upon the behavior. Is it skillful or is it unskillful? And we know people can seem to be patient sometimes because they're fearful of saying something, because somebody might do something to them. Oh, I see. The time you're saying. Okay. All right. So.